I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And today we have some familiar faces, but the first time this particular project has been in the studio. It is Space Carpet, and we have the two main members, Rory Isaacson and Jen West, joining us. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And Jen, I know you've been here before with your solo stuff, right?
Yeah, and my friend Forrest Falconer was playing drums, too.
Right.
Yeah.
But Rory, this is your first time in our studio, so welcome.
Yes, it is. Awesome to be here.
And now your dad is Steve Isaacson. People probably know him from various bands around town.
Yeah, No Room to Pogo, Max Dakota and Modern Life.
Mm-hmm.
And then more recently he's teamed up with Richie Townsend for their new project, Grayfish, which they're kind of working on right now.
Oh, that's kind of cool. And he is in this band as well sometimes,
yes, he is.
Right? Yeah.
Yep,
yes.
Lead guitar.
Nice. Well, you guys have a show releasing your first album tonight at Beaner Central in Duluth, and that starts at 7 o'clock, right?
Yep, 7 o'clock. It'll kick off with Marcus J. Dandy and The Complete Lack Thereof, which our drummer Tyler Dubla plays for. And then after that, Timothy Martin and The New Norm.
And then you guys.
Yep.
All right. Well, very exciting stuff. And just to remind people, or let people know, that you were supposed to have an session at Electric Fetus at 4 o'clock this afternoon, but there was a little problem. Right?
Yep, there was just a little issue with the CDs getting here on time. Tyler Dubla is actually picking them up right now, probably listening to me, laughing, maybe thinking I shouldn't be talking about him. But I have seen an image, so they will be there for the show tonight.
So you rescheduled the Electric Fetus appearance for tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yep, 1 o'clock p.m. tomorrow.
Check that out. All right, well, let's get started with the song. The new album is self-titled, right?
Yes.
So let's hear something from that. What do you want to hear? Or whatever you want to start with.
Oh, this one's called Blue Skies.
Tell me
sun in the sky, I'm feeling my fine. Gun. Grassing
Why
my
did
toes
you ever
and
leave
my
me?
Nose.
And so I live for no one.
That's Rory and Jen of Space Carpet live from Studio A, and a song from their debut album, self-titled. Tell me about that one. The lyrics are just a little disturbing in a really interesting way. And then the counterpoint between your two voices and the lyrics that you're both singing are just really interesting to me. So
that was one of the earlier songs that we actually fully collaborated on, just going back and forth. And we really wanted to show that the difference between, you know, the darkness of my lyrics and then the uplifting of hers, and bring them together. Yeah. Just that strange collaboration.
Yeah.
That's exactly exactly where that goes. And just the way that your voices kind of work together is really, really interesting. When did you guys start working together?
Because you
were doing things on with other people and on your own.
Yeah,
and,
I met Jason Wusso through Beaners, you know, the owner of Beaners, of course. And he was putting together a show up at Grand Marais with a bunch of different local musicians. And I didn't have a ride, so Rory was my ride, and that was the first time I met him.
Yeah, and first time I met him, too. Yeah. I had no idea who I was giving a ride to, yeah.
So, and I was nervous to even go, because I didn't know anybody up there, and we just, you know, connected right away, and we had a good time, and started working maybe about half a year later when we both were working on our own type of album.
I'd was working on like a roughly 3 years total since we've been working together.
Yeah.
And, you know, that goes for the CD as well. We've been working on this for a long time.
You know, I was going back and reading your Homegrown bio from this past Homegrown, and it said, oh, they're going to release an album any minute.
I know.
I'm just glad they didn't throw a date on there.
Yeah.
Long overdue.
Well, and Rory, so tell me about your kind of background in the music scene here in Duluth. Your dad, of course, has been a musician.
I originally started out drumming for my dad and various stuff he was doing, Steve Isaacson Project and Tripolar. So I'd done a couple Homegrowns drumming for him, you know. Then I taught Tyler Dubla how to drum, and then so now he's a drummer. Just kidding. But, you know, then from there I kind of picked up the guitar, and, you know, I asked my dad to teach me how to play, and of course he did the typical, I'll show you three chords and then teach yourself. That's how I did it, you know. So eventually, I just ended up going on tour in Iraq, and I brought a guitar with me, and I did a lot of my writing over there, and I sent some stuff back, and Dan was interested in, you know, maybe doing a project and recording it, and that's when Jen came down, heard some of it, and had some ideas for it, and then from there, we're just like, why not turn this into Space Carpet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's interesting. And in the press release for the show, you mentioned that you spent a tour of duty in Iraq. In which branch of the service?
Army National Guard.
Okay. Well, thank you for your service, first of all.
Thank you.
And how interesting that bringing a guitar along with you there was when you really started exploring it more. Did you have a lot of free time, Rory?
I had a lot of long, long nights. I can say that much. But yeah. I just pretty much took it with me everywhere I went. And then I really didn't know what to expect from it, but I got some writing done there, and I really didn't step into the writing phase until that point.
Okay.
And then I got back and kind of turned it into this project and brought Jen stuff into it. So it's kind of really a first album for both of us, you know. There's a lot of Jen West and Rory Isaacson collaboration that Space Carpet wouldn't be without that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what was it when you guys, you know, first took that car ride and talked about music, what was it that you kind of had in common that made you think, hey, we should do something?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
I know. We're so different people, but we click together in so many ways.
Yeah, I think we figured out that vocally we really fit well together. You know, we can really play off each other's voices. And
it's really big on being open to trying different things out, too. Like, Rory's music is so dark, and if I wouldn't have tried anything out, you know, this wouldn't have came to be. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be open.
Yeah.
So you were working on your own stuff, and you were working on your own stuff. So when this came together, did all of that material kind of come into Space Carpet, or how did that go?
Pretty, you know, a good portion of it did. You know, because we were both doing this at Beaner Central, so we both had the opportunity to sit in, and we're friends down there with Dan Dresser, so we were sitting on each other's recording processes, and that's when it kind of clicked that we could collaborate.
Yeah. I heard Rory's recordings, and I was blown away, so I really wanted in on it right away, mm-hmm. just to try some harmonies. I don't know.
And then it just turned into something else. Well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to do next?
I think we're doing The Only next.
Oh, and we should mention, I think there's one band member we haven't mentioned yet, the bass player. You've gone through a couple of bass players, it sounds like, in the process of becoming a...
Yes, and right now our current bass player is Ken Thiemann, who okay. also runs Borealis Brewery.
Okay. So, and he's going to be at the show tonight along
yes,
with Tyler and Steve. And
yep.
The whole gang. All right. Space Carpet live from Studio A, or part of the band anyway, and another one from their forthcoming new album, self-titled album that's coming out. And what was the name of that tune again?
The Only.
And I assume that was one of yours, right,
yeah.
Jen? And tell me about that one.
Wow, that that song kind of just came in one night. I just laid down and just wrote what was on my mind. It was actually after listening to Dave Mailing where I got the influence. That he just says his lyrics so, I know, he sings them with such emotion that he just says what's on his mind, and I don't know, I just kind of was influenced by that. It just kind of came to be.
Nice. And, of course, Dave Mailing, another artist formerly a local artist. Now he's down in the Twin Cities, but fortunately he still comes up and plays once in a while, especially homegrown time. So
definitely,
I always look forward to seeing what he's up to. When I was listening to the album, and when you have the whole band, there's a psychedelic feel kind of to some of the music. Is that fair to say, do you think?
I think it's fair to say there's quite a different feel and genre to the album in general. But yeah, more specifically, I think even in our reader review, the psychedelic aspect was brought up in the last track, Play the Fool,
mm-hmm.
which is one that we've never played live. We're considering playing that live in the future, but as of now, we don't play it live. But it's very, I think they compared it in the reader to Tomorrow Never Knows by the Beatles, and not quite to that aspect, but mm-hmm. pretty dark and strange and sarcastic.
So one of yours probably, Rory.
Yeah, exactly.
Just from the short conversation that we've had, I'm getting
that's
that
a good guess.
So why don't you play that one live? What was the decision not to? How do you decide which ones are going to fit live and which ones aren't?
I think it just varies on everyone's mood and opinion at the time, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes we play songs that the rest of the band wants to play, and I just want to can them. And but, you know, it just goes back and forth. It's different every time. And I mean, we have some very heavy, more energetic songs that we really do want to play live, especially being a full band. And then also, you know, there's some songs on there that we've used a synthesizer in and gotten some electronic into that, and we do want to do that in the future, but just not at that point yet. You know, right now we're focusing on the core structure of the song.
Okay, yeah, and you'd have to add somebody to the band probably to do that, or somebody in the band.
Well, we got, you know,
double duty.
The funny thing is, I think everybody, you know, a good majority of the band has dabbled around with synthesizer and stuff, but it's all
true.
About where we want to add it, and, you know, can we subtract some bass in order to have some synthesizer? So.
Mm-hmm. Now, and Jen, you're a ukulele player, and do you play on every song, have some ukulele in every song? Because it's a little unusual. It's a sound that kind of stands out a little bit.
Yeah, it was really odd to kind of work with it, but I don't know, being in this band, I've really grown to play a lot more, and I've really gotten better just being with them, and so I play on most of the songs, but I'm still trying to learn the other ones so I can keep up the energy. It's just more fun to play with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's just another thing that kind of makes you guys stand out because, you know, I know Hannah Cesario, who's around,
yeah.
She plays ukulele, but I think that's about it for for
yeah,
doing performers.
She's wonderful,
so.
Too. Yeah.
You know, it adds just kind of a different flavor to what you guys do.
Oh, it's definitely needed, for sure.
Yeah. So you have the one album, but, you know, you're doing shows, so your repertoire, I'm going to assume, kind of extends beyond the songs on the album. Is that
Yeah,
that
we've
right?
been working on some songs, a lot more collaboration together, and hopefully our next album would have a lot more of those, you know.
Yeah, when that time comes, we have a few songs that will likely be on that album. And so we definitely are expanding beyond that, you know. We'd like to, sometimes you got to play more than a 45-minute set, so.
So, well, I suppose, yeah, if you just do what's on your album, then that probably covers that much.
Yeah, pretty much that covers about 45 minutes.
Do you have any covers that you guys do, or any?
Not as a band yet.
Yeah.
You know, we
have some ideas just to throw them in for fun.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely want to keep most of the focus with the originals,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but we're open to throwing a cover in here or there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned that it was kind of a long recording process, so what made it so long?
A lot of ideas.
Oh, okay.
A lot of different ideas, and then, you know, trying to figure out what we wanted to stick with.
Mm-hmm.
And 'cause, I mean, the album has a lot of our songs built right now are built because of how we did that recording process.
Right. We didn't even know how
some
the song was going to be
yeah.
until we recorded it. Like Blue Skies, that kind of formed right in the studio,
mm-hmm.
the actual layout of it.
Yeah, a lot of it was built just, this whole process was kind of on the fly. So we didn't have much of a solid game plan at the beginning of this, but
mm-hmm.
we're just happy to finally have it finished.
Well, and I'm curious, you know, having your dad in the band, does he, like, put in his two cents in a dad way, or is it kind of like, okay, kid, you're on your own, like he did with the guitar. Here's three chords, you're on your own.
No, I think everybody in this band has mm-hmm. a voice when it comes to these songs, you
mm-hmm.
know. And that's all part of the collaboration, too, you know. He brings, you know, like a late 60s edge guitar leads and stuff to it. So I think everybody has their voice and opinion in it. So it's definitely, you know, me and Jen are kind of the core of the band as far as the you know, the main structure and the singing, but everybody definitely brings their voice to the table when we do these songs as a band.
Mm-hmm. And you did it with Dan Dresser, right?
Yeah, Dan Dresser.
Down in the basement of Beaner's.
Yep, mm-hmm. He recorded and engineered it, and then Max Molesky did the mastering.
Okay. All right, well, what do you want to wrap up with here?
We got a song called Bleed, and I think we're going to try out here. I'm bleeding out on the inside. She's got me caught in her snare. I am the rat in the rat trap. She is the predator stare. Lonely, I sit in my mouse hole, inches away from her bed. She isn't ready to kill me, no. Just wants to mess with my head. And I will not take part in the way you make me bleed. Straight from my misguided miseries. Back to check by check by tooth and nail. Someone's been mistaking me for.
Isaacson and Jen West of Space Carpet live from Studio A, giving us a little taste of what you'll hear tonight at their CD release show happening at Beaner Central in Duluth. Show starts at 7 o'clock and features Marcus J. Dandy and The Complete Lack Thereof and Timothy Martin and The New Norm. And thanks so much, guys. Really a pleasure.
Oh, thank you very much
to have you in the studio. So the album's coming out. You're doing a CD release show. Any plans to do any more shows after that to introduce the album to the world?
You know, we do have some shows coming up. We're playing the 14th of the next month with Woodblind and Tigalexi. We're also playing...
Red Herring.
Yeah, not this Saturday, but next Saturday at the Red Herring. And I'm not actually completely sure about the lineup on that.
Okay.
That was more recently booked. But other than that, you know, we'd like to expand and maybe do some shows in the cities in the future. But for now, I guess we're just going to see how this album release goes.
And people can keep tabs on you on Facebook. There is a Space Carpet Facebook page. Anywhere else that people can go?
There's a Space Carpet Facebook page right now. We will have a website coming out shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond that, we just put our music on CD Baby. And we're waiting for that to kind of get tossed around on iTunes and stuff like that. So,
all right. Well, thanks so much for coming in, guys. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.